Listener Mary wrote on Wednesday, "Thank you so much, Pat Marriott, for your selection of music, which is always a joy, especially today. I was in another part of our home when I thought I heard the strains of Dear Lord and Father of Mankind. What lovely memories of Sunday Mass in Stockbridge, Hampshire, England. A lovely spot so beautiful that approaching it, coming down the hill, one could almost hear the music of Sheep May Safely Graze. As I was still enjoying my memories, you played Schumann's Scenes from Childhood. Wow, another memory from childhood at the Majestic Theater on Kowloon, Hong Kong in the late 1940s. One sat through Chinese advertisements with Schumann's music in the background before the picture was shown. This was my first introduction to Schumann's piece." Thank you, Mary, though we should point out that our classical music in the daytime is selected by our program manager, Bob Workman. Pat's selections of music can be heard on Evening Concert, Mondays at 8 p.m. Listener Ginger88 wrote on our website last Tuesday, "It is pouring rain. However, I'm listening to beautiful music and Bob Workman. It doesn't get any better than this." Listeners to yesterday's premiere of Coastline concerning Titan Cement know that we made a special effort to ask for comments on the show for today's feedback. Listener Nancy wrote, "I'm impressed with the quality of Rachel Lewis Hilburn's presentation of this program regarding Titan Cement's coming to our area, but Diane Rehm would never air a show about a controversial issue when only one side of the issue was represented by guests. Sadly, this program preempted her show. This issue is just about the only one I can think of that has equivalent interest and controversy, so it is hard to imagine that the show should be heard regularly. I offer kudos to all involved in the production of this program, but must say that I'm disappointed that it went forward without any representative from Titan. By the way, I am vehemently opposed to the opening of that cement plant." As we noted on the air, despite repeated requests to Titan representatives and their supporters in the region, we could find no one willing to appear on the program on their behalf. Our website story prints in full an official response from Titan on why they chose not to join in. We debated long and hard whether to proceed. In the end, we felt that it was our responsibility to focus on a story of great importance to our listeners and to be as fair as possible to viewpoints and arguments in support of Titan. As a matter of fact, we received this email from a local professional who works with and supports Titan. "Congratulations on an excellent program. Rachel, you did an excellent job, and it was obvious you really did your homework. Thank you for taking such a balanced approach to what we all know is a volatile topic, and thank you for reading the provided statement in its entirety. Your talent and professionalism are truly appreciated. I look forward to your next two programs and hope that this becomes a regular part of the WHQR-FM programming." Listener Eric wrote, "I was quite uncertain if WHQR could really handle a program format such as Coastline demanded. Take a bow. You did a superb job today, even more so when considering that this was your debut airing. I am looking forward to listening in as the weeks roll on." Thank you very much, everyone. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.